I have here the book Spec Ops by William H. McRaven, the man Obama tasked with the operation. He talks a little bit about what's involved in a special operation. Basically what it is you have a small group going in to attack a heavily fortified position. This is also something that can be used by anarchists, because only a small group's involved. You don't really need much of a hierarchy. You can use military tactics in political action. So the elements he has here, he has a pyramid, basically. There's a planning stage, a preparation stage, and execution. We'll look at what's involved in the execution. Usually it involves surprise, speed, and purpose that all the people involved understand. Preparations involve security and repetition or drilling, and the planning stage, the most important thing of the whole operation, is simplicity. So we'll start with that. Simplicity, there are three ways to achieve it. First of all, good intelligence, if you know what you're likely to expect at the target. You can limit the amount of scenarios you have to practice for and plan for. Another technique for simplicity is to have like one goal, or limit your goals as much as possible. The more goals you have, the more people you're going to be required, the more you're going to hit with the fog of war. And the third technique he uses is an innovation of some kind of technology generally that the enemy isn't expecting that allows you to overwhelm them. Once you have your plan, you go on to drilling. The repetition, each person has a role during the operation. You drill it constantly, just like in regular military operations. It meant you must faster to achieve that speed. Under the stress of battle, you're going to know what to do automatically. You don't have to think about it. The other part of repetition is a full dress rehearsal. He thinks you should do at least two of those. I believe they built a compound in America that mimicked Bin Laden's compound, and they practiced in there. The full dress rehearsal allows you to discover any weaknesses in your plan. Then there's security. Security involves most important for the timing of your attack, and a little less important, your method of insertion. I mean, they do know you're going to attack at some point. It's, like I said, it's usually a fortified compound, lots of soldiers around, and walls and security and fences and alarms. So you maintain that security while you're doing your drills. We get to the actual execution. Surprise can come in many forms. Sometimes it's the timing. You pick when they're most likely to not be on their guard. Usually that's at dawn, sometimes at night, not always. Could be after lunch when they're resting. You have to do some intelligence to find out when's the best time to attack. The other thing to use is deception. Deception's best used to delay their response. In the raid in Entebbe, the Israelis used Mercedes and dressed as Ugandan dignitaries in order to slow down the response of the Ugandan guards. And as far as speed is concerned, that's critical because you have a small number of soldiers, very limited firepower, much like many of our local political groups, just a small number of people. You have to deploy them very effectively, and you have to be fast. The authorities will, or your, in this case, Bin Laden. Well, Bin Laden couldn't really call in a lot of army to back him up. Maybe the Pakistanis would have, but normally, say, at the raid in Entebbe, they had to get out of there before the Ugandans were available in force. So the friction of warfare will work against you when you're a small team. And the final aspect is unity of purpose. If everyone knows what the objective is, the primary objective, there will be no confusion. And when problems arise, people will make the correct decisions. We've been reading from Spec Ops by William H. McRaven.